have broken away, Allgaier and Hill, in this ongoing battle for the lead.
And Mike, I think you are exactly right. If Austin is going to take advantage of Justin Allgaier, it's got to happen right now on this short run with brand new tires. Otherwise, Justin Allgaier is going to drive away.
His Junior Motorsport Chevrolet has been far and away the best long run automobile in the house. Austin Hill's giving it all he's got. He'll try again.
Gonna take a look, but he can't make the move. Again, nose to tail for the race lead. Allgaier and Hill, three car lengths in front of Eric Almirola.
Red and white Chevrolet at the lead, Justin Allgaier. The blue and white Chevrolet in second of Austin Hill. Hill doing all he can to try to get by Allgaier, but Justin is up to the task.
Two-man dance for the lead for the moment, but Eric Almirola beginning to loom a little larger. He's got Sam Mayer in tow. Brandon Jones rides in the
front. Trouble on the front straightaway. Haley Deegan looked like blew a left front tire right here past the start-finish line. Dave goes sliding up into turn one.
She wallops the inside pit wall with the left rear corner of that Dale Earnhardt Sr. throwback machine. She will limp very slowly down on the apron. That was a hard hit for Haley Deegan. It looked like the left rear blew up and it took just about every bit of the bodywork along with it, including most of the fuel filler assembly.
Caution flag number four flies at lap 102. Allgaier, Hill, Eric Almirola, Sam Mayer, and Brandon Jones. That is your top five.
Hey NASCAR fans, Ross Chastain here. Race day means I never put my car in drive until I'm decked out in safety gear. Whether I'm on the track or off, my seatbelt is always on. So remember, whether you're behind the wheel or riding as a passenger, click it, don't risk it. Because buckling up is our best defense in a crash.
Wherever you cheer, whatever you drive, you'll find Racing Electronics. With Racing Electronics, you'll hear uncensored communication from every team in the race and the broadcast with all your favorite MRN announcers. Hear every heart-pounding pass, pit strategy, and so much more with a scanner and headphone rental. Upgrade to an easy-talk intercom system to comfortably communicate over the noise of the race. To learn more, visit RacingElectronics.com. Be race ready. Be RE equipped.
Haley Deegan brought out the caution. Haley Deegan limping her car back around the racetrack. She'll hit pit road right now with 44 laps to go. Justin Allgaier, Austin Hill, they go 1-2. An update on A.J. Allmendinger when we come back from Darlington Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Lap 104, 43 to go. It is Justin Allgaier out front. That's the good news for A.J. Allmendinger. The bad news, he's 24th. And Steve Post, you can explain.
During that last caution period, AJ shut the car off. Now, I'm not sure what caused him to do that. We're in the fuel window, although they were thinking on a couple of green-white checkers, maybe they were trying to save fuel. But he shut the car off, and the car would not start. And there's a protocol in NASCAR that you must maintain caution speed. And when he was able to get the car fired back off, I think he was back in 28th spot and rejoined. So AJ on the radio just said the stupidest stuff in the world can happen to us, and appears that's what happened here with AJ Allmendinger, as now they're going to have to scratch and claw their way back up from outside of the top 20.
Yeah, that's a big loss there. But as you look at it, there's a couple reasons why we cycle these things power on and power off under caution. One of which is to save fuel. Another is to save temperature. That's an opportunity. You're running along at 45 miles an hour. You shut the engine off. The air comes through the radiator, cools it off. You fire it back up. You circle out. The cooler the water is, the more power the motor will make. You'll also open up the butterflies of the carburetor and let that air flow through the intake and cool that down. That makes power as well. So there, you play all the races everywhere here.
Green light is on at the entrance to pit road. Looks like the front five, maybe the front 10, are all going to stay on the racetrack. As a matter of fact, the overwhelming majority of the lead lap cars are, in fact, going to stay on the track. Just a couple of cars towards the tail end of the lead lap cars are going to come in. We'll follow up there in a moment, but first, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 AM, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Motor Racing Network live at Darlington Raceway, where the NASCAR Xfinity Series is racing the Crown Royal Purple Bag Project 200. I'm Alex Hayden. Alongside is Jeff Striegel and championship-winning crew chief Todd Gordon. Out in turns 1 and 2 is Dave Moody. Over on the Boeing backstretch in turns 3 and 4 is Mike Bagley. At the exit of pit lane, Steve Post. In the center section of pit road is Kim Kuhn. And at the entry, that's Chris Wilner.
With 41 laps to go, next time by, we are under the caution flag. If you're just joining us, Justin Allgaier has had this race in control. He's led 77 of 105, but Austin Hill is right there. He is not about to let him go. And Eric Almirola, Sam Mayer, Brandon Jones at your top five. Parker Kligerman, Riley Herbst is seventh. Jesse Love is eighth. Sammy Smith and Ryan C. complete the top 10. Let's get you downstairs a minute. Kim Kuhn, weigh in on this just so we all know and we all understand. With 42 to go, how many sets of Goodyear Racing Eagles do these teams have remaining? And when, if they've got them, would you put them on?
Well, now that's going to vary because we did have a handful of cars that came down during that last stop. One of those being in my section, Chandler Smith. They were on a different strategy, though, remember? They had that gas can that stayed engaged, had a penalty for removing equipment from the pit box, had to go to the tail before that last restart. So Jeff Mindering said, we're going to do what the others don't. I believe we had maybe six other cars on this end of pit road. So it's probably a mix between one and two sets left. Steve Post, what are you seeing in your section?
Yeah, the same thing. Most of the teams have two sets, but we had two front runners that came in and pitted there, leaving themselves down to one set. AJ Allmendinger, we documented his challenges. While you're at the back of the field, put on four Goodyear Racing Eagles and go run to the front. Parker Kligerman has had a really good run, was inside the top five. He got up into the fence. A lot of damage on the right side of that car. They came in and took a look at it, put four tires on, and he's going to restart at the back as well. So two sets of tires for most, but a couple of them that pitted there are just down to their final set of tires.
We're down to 40 laps to go next time by. It is throwback weekend. In honoring grassroots and Dave Moody, well, his home racetrack up in the great state of Vermont at Thunder Road. Dave, one great thing about your home track, you never forget about it, and you do, in fact, get to go back home.
I was home just a week ago, Alex, for the memorial service for the track founder, the late Ken Squire. It is fondly referred to as the nation's site of excitement, Thunder Road. The American-Canadian Tour was in town last weekend for opening day. Had a great field, 38, 39 late models competing in their opening day festivities. And a very nice remembrance of our good friend and mentor, Ken Squire.
Yeah, it's so cool to think back. We get a chance to, when we sit around, Alex, we'll talk about our home tracks or tracks in our neighborhood where we grew up. And I think a lot of people want to understand and need to understand that we were race fans. You know, I think Mike pointed it out very well. A race fan long before we ever even thought about broadcasting and broadcasting for NASCAR.
Absolutely right, Chris. We're half a lap away from going back under the green flag. Kokomo Speedway, just north of Indianapolis. That was your home track.
It certainly was, Alex, and I remember, although I grew up in the shadows of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, going up the road just about 35 minutes on US 31 to Kokomo Speedway and getting to watch some of my dirt track heroes like Brian Clausen, John Stambro, absolutely just rip the lip around the quarter mile dirt track at Kokomo Speedway. What was a weekly track, now running some big events. USAC non-wing racing. We've had the World of Outlaws Sprint Car Series there. One of the class tracks of the United States when it comes to bull rings. Boy, it was fun and kind of reminds you a little bit of Darlington watching all these drivers run up the wall here this afternoon.
Yeah, I bet it does. I bet it does, Chris. That's for sure. We'll talk to Todd Gordon about where he got his start. Think about it. Where do you think Todd's home track is? We'll talk more about that at the next opportunity. Right now we go back into the green flag. 39 to go. Allgaier, Hill, Brandon Jones, and Eric Almirola.
Can anybody get the best of Justin Allgaier? Not on this restart. He is quickly away around Austin Hill. The battle will be for third.
Sam Mayer to the inside of Eric Almirola on the back straightaway as Jesse Love just got pinched in the fence off the second corner. Everybody now. Oh, they're three wide, four wide mid-pack.
Everybody trying to scatter to get around the gray machine. That car of Taylor Gray got really squirrely out of turn two, bottlenecked everybody, but they're going to get away for the moment unscathed.
Top 10 for the moment, top 12 sorted out, single file, all chasing Justin Allgaier off the exit of turn two.
Problems for A.J. Allmendinger. Off the pace at the end of the back straightaway as the leaders now will flash by A.J. at a greatly reduced rate of speed. A.J. Allmendinger headed to pit road.
And those leaders, certainly the top three, running right together, nose to tail. Allgaier, Hill, and Eric Almirola. Sam Mayer, Brandon Jones at your top five.
And this has been standard operating procedure for Justin Allgaier. They can hang with him five, six laps, and then little by little, Mike Bagley,
trying to open it up right now. He is away with a car length over Hill. Hill's got one over Almirola. Almirola has four over Mayer.
As they make their way off turn number four, Justin Allgaier at the front of the field. Austin Hill still second. Hill drives for Richard Childress Racing. They've never won at the Darlington Raceway in the NASCAR Xfinity Series levels. They go to one.
So many good cars over the years. So many good drivers. They just haven't been able to ring the bell. And Austin Hill's going to have to figure something out if they're going to do it today.
It's been interesting to watch the restarts. Allgaier's great on the outside. Hill takes an awkwardly low line. That allows Allgaier to get away, and Hill just can't make that time or that space on the racetrack.
And they exit that way too, Mike, with Austin Hill dropping down to the middle lane while Allgaier stays right up against the outside safer barrier. Top three still nose to tail.
It looks like Austin Hill is just trying to shorten up the course enough to put himself in position for a bonsai slide. Nice job, but he's losing ground.
Hill's got bigger problems because Eric Almirola has arrived on the scene at his back bumper. Matter of fact, we'll take a peek briefly to the inside.
Can't make it work, though. Slides right back up into the tire tracks of the Austin Hill car. Allgaier leads it. Austin Hill second, Eric Almirola third, Sam Mayer fourth, and Brandon Jones is up to fifth with 33 laps to go.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with GEICO, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
Hey, I hear you think podcasts are all about true crime, huh? Well, wise guy, the iHeartRadio app's got all kinds of podcasts. We got stuff you should know and stuff they don't want you to know. We got Bobby Bones, Big Boy, and Lou Later. We got SpongeBob Binge Pants and Exotic Erotic Storytime. We got Doughboys, Two Dudes in a Kitchen, Green Eggs and Dan. Hey, we got ElfQuest. We got podcasts for everything on the iHeartRadio app for free. If you don't download that, well, that's not just a true crime, my friend. That's criminal.
From Darlington Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Configuring the Bluetooth, deciding who controls the music, remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durand.
laps have been complete here at the Darlington Raceway. So let's take a look at the leaderboard right now as they run, brought to you by Blue Green Vacations. Blue Green Vacations, the official vacation ownership provider of NASCAR, invites you to believe in the power of vacation. With Blue Green, you can create a lifetime of memories at our collection of unique, locally inspired resorts and enjoy exclusive access to VIP NASCAR experiences. Start your vacation journey today at bluegreenvacations.com.
And Justin Allgaier now beginning to pull away from everybody, and that comes as no surprise. He's so good on the long run. We're down to 28 laps to go. Allgaier up by some 12 car lengths over Austin Hill, Eric Almirola, Sam Mayer, and Brandon Jones. That is your top five. Ryan Sieg sixth. Check that now, because Ryan Sieg just got passed by Riley Herbst. Herbst up to sixth, Sieg back to seventh. Jesse Love, right now, position number eight. Parker Kligerman, ninth, and Cole Custer back up to 10th.
Running in 11th as we got a good battle on the track for second. Sheldon Creed is 11th. Chandler Smith is 12th. 13th is Sammy Smith. 14th is William Byron as he's gotten his lap back. 15th is Jeb Burton. Carson Quapel is 16th. Anthony Alfredo, 17th. Kyle Weatherman, 18th. Brennan Poole, 19th. And Shane Van Gisbergen is 20th.
And that's a look at the top 20 now as laps begin to wind down. Mike Bagley, ongoing battle for second off turn two and out onto the Boeing backstretch.
Don't know what's happened the last couple of laps, but Austin Hill has dropped anchor. Almirola has gotten by him for second. Sam Mayer has just passed him for third.
Off turn number four, here they come back up off the corner. Allgaier trying to get away with a new Charger on the back bumper in the form of Eric Almirola. Steve Post, what's the latest on the ongoing problems for A.J. Allmendinger?
Well, it's an electrical issue on the leaf filter Chevy for A.J. Allmendinger. They brought the car behind pit wall. One crew member is up working under the dash of the car. They've also unhooked the battery. They're going to need to hook that back up. That's in the left rear of the car. So something electrical. Remember back when the engine would not start when he was out on the racetrack? Not sure if that was foreshadowing something in the electrical department of A.J. Allmendinger's car. So he is multiple laps down.
A good run gone bad, and it went bad in a hurry for A.J. A good run continues for Justin Allgaier. He begins to just walk away now, Alex, from the field. Eric Almirola has come to second. But Justin Allgaier appears to be in a class by himself.
He does indeed. 1.8 seconds the advantage for Justin
Allgaier. Trouble turn two. Parker Retzlaff up in smoke. May have grenaded the engine. Spinning in the fluid is Kyle Sieg. He'll go down to the apron in turn number two. No contact made. A two-car incident. Parker Retzlaff with problems, it appears, under the hood. Kyle Sieg with the solo spin.
And that puts us under the caution flag for the fifth time in the race. Down to 24 laps to go.
This Sober or Slammer message is brought to you by the South Carolina Department of Public Safety.
Hey NASCAR fans, Ross Chastain here. Driving a car is what I do professionally, and with that comes a lot of responsibility. It doesn't matter if I'm driving on the track or down the road, safety is always my number one priority. If you plan on drinking this race weekend, stay on track and designate a sober driver. Because there are people in your life counting on you to be there for those special moments. And I need you around to cheer me and the other drivers on race day.
The year was 1993. The NASCAR Cup Series season kicked off with the Dale and Dale Show at the Daytona 500.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. He goes to the inside. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500 by STP. Earnhardt second.
The 1993 NASCAR Cup Series season. All the highs and lows. Relive them all on MRN's exclusive podcast, The 1993 Season. Available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
Parker Retzlaff coasting his Funkaway Chevrolet back to the pit lane, throwing back to the old Bandit Harry Gant paint scheme. Unfortunately, it looks like his day is going to come to an end prematurely. 23 laps to go in this one. Justin Allgaier, the leader. Potential for pit stops coming up from Darlington Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
Corn. It's everything to Wisconsin's corn growers. It's food, it's feed, it's fuel. The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association gives members a strong and unified voice at the state and federal level. As a member, you'll have a seat at the table on issues impacting farms like yours. Help support our industry by becoming a Wisconsin Corn Growers Association member today at wicorn.org. Our state, our fields, our corn.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
Pit lane is open here at Darlington. Steve Post.
Money stop time here at Darlington. Justin Allgaier into his crew. It's going to be four tires for everybody. Two pit boxes in front of him is Austin Hill. Two pit boxes in front of him is Brandon Jones. The race off from Perot. They drop the jack on Allgaier's car. He gets the run. Justin Allgaier goes first. Sam Mayer second. Austin Hill third. Eric Almirola and Cole Custer up to the fifth spot, Kim.
Everybody getting fresh sticker tires on my end of pit road, including Eric Almirola, Cole Custer, William Byron, Jed Burton, Chandler Smith, all getting fresh sticker tires for this last run. Chris Wilner.
Sam Mayer's crew, high fives all around, getting their driver out P2. Really good four-tire pit stop. They just freed him up a little bit with air pressure. Jesse Love, they told him to John Force it out of his pit box, had a good four-tire stop. Sheldon Creed still working on that car. It's been going backwards. They made a four-tire stop and a chassis adjustment.
Well, they've done a great job on the racetrack. They've done a great job on pit road. Talking about Justin Allgaier and the team. First in, first out, followed by Sam Mayer, Austin Hill, Eric Almirola, and how about this, Alex? Cole Custer up four on pit road to come off of pit road in position number five. That's your top five off of pit road.
As they cycle back around, gives us a chance to see how they're running here at lap number 126, presented by Napa. When it comes to brakes, Napa Silent Guard brakes deliver noise-reducing OE quality performance drivers demand. Available now at Napa.
With 20 laps to go and under the caution flag, it is Justin Allgaier and his teammate, Sam Mayer, 1-2, Austin Hill, third, Eric Almirola, fourth, and Cole Custer is fifth. Riley Herbst, sixth. Parker Kligerman, seventh. Jesse Love still running in that eighth position. Brandon Jones, ninth. And Sheldon Creed is 10th.
11th is William Byron after losing multiple laps from hitting the wall early on. Ryan Sieg is 12th. Chandler Smith, 13th. Sammy Smith is 14th. And Kyle Weatherman goes 15th. Jeb Burton is 16th. Taylor Gray is being scored 17th. 18th is Anthony Alfredo. 19th is Shane Van Gisbergen. Brennan Poole is 20th.
21st, Josh Williams. Carson Quappel. Right now, 22nd, Chad Fincham. 23rd, David Starr. 24th, 25th, to Matt DiBenedetto. Josh Palicki, 26th. John Hunter Nemechek, 27th. Blaine Perkins, 28th. Dawson Cram, 29th. And Patrick Emmerling is 30th.
Garrett Smithley is 31st. 32nd is Leland Honeyman. 33rd is Kyle Sieg. 34th, Parker Retzlaff. He's the last car being scored in the race. Out of the race in 35th, A.J. Allmendinger. In 36th, Haley Deegan. 36th is Haley Deegan, 37th, Jeremy Clements, and 38th is Ryan Ellis.
And Justin Allgaier has led 100 of 127 laps. Steve Post, can Allgaier close it out here this afternoon?
Well, if every other restart in the past is any indication, yes, he has been so good on the restarts. After that pit stop, the money stop, Justin Allgaier won the battle off from pit road, just cued the microphone up on the radio and said, guys, you have crushed it on pit road. And then he said thank you probably five or six times to the crew members. They have done a great job. You know, a lot of times you have a dominant car and you mess up on pit road, or you have good pit stops, you don't have a dominant car. We are still not there. We're still not out of the woods yet. But thus far, it has been, from the beginning to the end, a good race car. Good strategy, good pit stops, and a good drive by Justin Allgaier. A really good day for this Junior Motorsports team. We'll see if Allgaier can close it out and get his third win here at Darlington.
Trying to create a couple of milestones and rewrite the NASCAR Xfinity Series record book is Justin Allgaier. If he finishes in the top 10 today, he'll become the all-time NASCAR Xfinity Series leader in top 10s. He tied Kyle Busch for the most when he did that at Texas Motor Speedway with 266. Six top 10 finishes, finished top 10 in the last six Darlington races, and clearly, after leading 100 of the 128 laps, Allgaier's in position.
Yeah, it's just a matter now of how good that car is when it fires off to take the green flag. We know it's good on a long run, but we're going to be down to 18 laps to go when we go back under the green flag. He's got his teammate Todd to the inside. Sam Mayer, I think we agree that over the first 128, Sam may be a little better on the short run than his teammate Allgaier.
Yeah, but we'll see where this plays out. We're back to where we started the race. We know we've got a limited number of laps to go. You can be a little more aggressive on the tires. We don't need to do the things that we were thinking we had to do through the middle stage of the race. Got 18 to go. When we take the green here, you can get all of it out of it.
Last night in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series race, we had a late race restart. And they chose to start on the outside lane and got caught up on the outside lane and lost the race. Here today, Justin Allgaier chooses to start on the outside lane with only 19. There'll be 18 laps to go. It looks like the lights have come back on the pace cars. Pace car driver Jason Brownlow flicks them back on.
And we're going to go at least one more lap around. Allgaier to the outside, Sam Mayer to the inside. So we'll be at least another lap away from going back under the green flag. That should give us 17 green flag laps to go. Allgaier, Mayer, Austin Hill, Eric Almirola, Cole Custer, Riley Herbst, Parker Kligerman, Jesse Love, Brandon Jones, and Sheldon Creed.
To one of the things that Alex was talking about there, you know, you talked about last night's restart, that Ty Majeski took the top and didn't end up getting the lead from there. Ty Majeski had won the lead from the bottom. Ty Majeski had been beaten on top before. Justin Allgaier has had every restart from the top and uses the momentum he has from the wall off a turn two to really carry it down the backstretch. I think it's a right call for the 7 car.
They're looking, just checking, Todd, for debris up in turn number one, but we will go back under the green flag here in 3/4 of a lap. Todd, it's grassroots throwback weekend. I love your home track. Tell us about it.
Yeah, if you go back, Oswego Speedway, upstate New York, home of the Super Modifieds. Mom and Dad both went to Oswego State and got their degrees there. They used to roll up spare change to go to the races on Saturday nights. And if you go back to my parents being there, Bentley Warren, Todd Gibson, two pretty big names there. I won't say I got named directly that, but my name's Todd Bentley. So background to there, really enjoyed being a spectator. It's where I got to race my first race car and really got hooked on the being in the garage side.
That's a really cool story. It is. We're going to get Kim Coon's story on how she got involved in racing here coming up in just a moment. Right now, the field tightly bunched up, and looks like the lights have just come back on top of the pace car. One more time, perfect segue. Kim Coon, your journey to get here grassroots style to NASCAR racing.
Yeah, I was a late bloomer. I didn't show up at the racetrack in a swaddle like Mike Bagley, but I did have a big welcome into the world of racing. After I got tapped on the shoulder a couple times, I went to University of Miami. I went to a seminar where the racetrack came in to our classroom, talked about it. And then my first job in after undergraduate was at Fox Sports Network Florida. Part of my job was to cut down NASCAR classes. classic races to fit like a 90-minute broadcast window. But the big step into racing was when I was Miss Sprint Cup. My very first race weekend in Victory Lane was the 2011 Daytona 500. Trevor Bayne ends up in Victory Lane, ending a 10-year winless drought for the Wood brothers. It was the fifth Daytona 500 win for that team, the first since 1976 with David Pearson. The car obviously looked like Pearson's car in its livery that weekend. Trevor Bayne had a birthday the day before. It was the very best introduction into what is the best sport in our country.
Yeah, Kim, great story. And glad that you decided that broadcasting was going to be in your future. By the way, Alex Hayden, his home track, Wayne County Speedway. For me, it is Berlin Raceway. We're going to talk more with all of our announcers tomorrow, so be a part of it, and we'll tell a different story about how we got to where we are. Grassroots and throwback weekend here at Darlington Raceway. Now the lights out. Now the pace car is off the racetrack. 16 to go. Can Justin Allgaier close it out, or could it be Sam Mayer, Austin Hill, Cole Custer, or Eric Almirola? We're about to find out.
Green flag goes back in the air. Justin Allgaier gets a great restart from the outside lane. He's going to try to pull away and fall in front of his teammate.
He'll win the drag race into turn number one. Sam Mayer doing his best to stick with him, but as he has all afternoon long, Justin Allgaier too tough up top.
Allgaier beats him to the punch. Mayer tried to slide up in line. Austin Hill will punch a hole in the outside lane. Side by side for second. Hill to the outside and Mayer down low.
We know that Austin Hill is good on the short run. He needs to take advantage of it right now. 15 to go at Darlington. Allgaier out front. Side by side for second with Hill on the outside. Sam Mayer on the inside.
And Cole Custer hunting for asphalt in between, up high or down low. Looking for room as Justin Allgaier begins.
He is already away by 10 car lengths in the race lead. Hill now to second. Cole Custer around the outside of Sam Mayer as they continue their race for third.
They do, and it's side by side for the moment. Sam Mayer restarted on the inside of the front row just a couple of laps ago. He has fallen back to second, fallen back to third. He's now back to fourth.
And the harder they race behind him, the better Justin Allgaier likes the looks of it. He looks in the rearview mirror right now. That 10 car length lead is more like a dozen.
Now Austin Hill trying to separate himself from that race for third. Cole Custer would like to have something to say about that. They are separated by a car length in the battle for the runner-up spot.
All the while, Justin Allgaier waving bye-bye out the window and pulling away from this field. Austin Hill, Cole Custer, they've got the battle going on for second. Sam Mayer right there. So is Eric Almirola.
Front of the pack, Elvis has left the building, but indeed the racing behind him is pretty good. Parker Kligerman just picked up another spot from Chandler Smith. That's the battle for six and seven.
Parker Kligerman just slapped the wall in turn two, backed that line of traffic up. We're speaking of the battle for the sixth position on back. Herbst, Love, and others all lined up there.
Riley Herbst giving the business now to the back bumper of the Parker Kligerman car after making contact with the safer barrier. Jesse Love getting racy from the number eight spot.
Love right on the back bumper of the Riley Herbst machine. Two more back to Sheldon Creed, then Brandon Jones, and then the comeback trail driver, William Byron.
William Byron now making his presence known in the late going, trying to angle his way to the inside of Jones, but he can't find any room to race.
All of that battling right now is going on from outside of the top five. Battle for eighth is up for grabs. Jesse Love had it. He's trying to get by Riley Herbst. He has not done it yet. We'll follow that battle back to the corner.
Herbst had the high line momentum coming off turn number four. It enabled him to keep Jesse Love in the rearview mirror. He'll do that again coming off two.
Jesse Love in eighth. You've got Sheldon Creed in ninth. Brandon Jones in that 10th position trying to rally his way back up the leaderboard.
Sammy Smith restarted up towards the top 10. He has fallen back after having a bit of an issue with the right rear. He's given up 20 positions since the restart. The leader's back in one.
And if you're looking for news of anybody closing the gap on Justin Allgaier, forget about it. He is getting on with getting gone. The lead continues to grow.
Now Allgaier playing the game of catch me if you can, and nobody can. It's a dozen, maybe 15 car lengths. Allgaier's lead this time through.
Fastest car on the racetrack, and I know that doesn't come as a surprise, but as these tires wear, we see drivers begin to fade. Not for Allgaier. 9 laps to go, and he continues to pull away.
All by himself into the banking of turn number one, taking a somewhat lower entry than he had a little early on, leaving, a couple of feet between himself and the wall, Mike Bagley, but that time around, he did not.
Yeah, he did not do that. A slide back to the battle for the ninth position. Brandon Jones starts a run to the inside of Sheldon Creed. They were side by side in turn two. Jones has to back away. They almost made contact in the corner.
Even though Justin Allgaier's got a 1.6 second lead, he, of all people, will tell you this is far from over. Think back to Phoenix Raceway. He was leading in the closing laps and blew a tire and backed it into the wall. He had that race in the bag, Jeff, but right now he's going to just try to focus on hitting his marks.
And that is difficult to do here at this very tough racetrack. You run inches off the wall, Todd. As the crew chief, you're watching your driver. Do you pull him down or do you just let him go?
I don't try to do anything differently. He's had control of the race all day long. I don't want him to break his rhythm. I'd like him to run the laps he's been doing, then showing a really good head about doing it.
We are 7 laps away from the checkered flag. Mike Bagley, it's Allgaier and Austin Hill, Cole Custer, Sam Mayer, Eric Almirola. That is your top 5.
And that's the way they will race to the back straightaway with Allgaier's lead getting larger and no lap traffic to deal with for Allgaier, at least for now.
6 to go next time by as the clouds come over top of the Darlington Raceway. No threat of any precipitation. Just a nice overcast afternoon, and Justin Allgaier still up front.
Enjoying the weather, enjoying every aspect of the afternoon. Justin Allgaier with a substantial lead over Austin Hill. Hill in turn is about 6, maybe 8 car lengths ahead of Cole Custer.
Allgaier will dip that Chevrolet to the bottom of turn 2, sling it up onto the back stretch, and as he comes into 3, he'll just ease it up against the wall and ride it all the way through the corner.
5 laps to go for Justin Allgaier. Green lights on all the way around the racetrack for Allgaier. He hopes they will stay on for 5 more laps as he continues to drive away from Austin Hill, who is 2nd. Cole Custer right now is 3rd.
Couple of lap cars dead ahead. The Leland Honeyman machine may come into play before it's over. The Garrett Smithley car as well.
Those 2 lap cars well ahead of race leader Justin Allgaier. Leland Honeyman looks in the rearview mirror, sees Allgaier coming and pulls to the bottom of the racetrack.
Gives Justin Allgaier all the racing room in the world up off of turn number 4. Honeyman will get back up on the preferred racing line as Allgaier flashes by the line. 4 laps to go here at Darlington.
About half the length of the Darlington front straightaway is the lead for Justin Allgaier. All the room in the world he needs, creeping up on the back bumper of Garrett Smithley.
Justin Allgaier has lost many races in the late going. I'm sure he's holding his breath now as he comes off the back stretch, having put the lap car of Garrett Smithley in his rearview mirror.
Career win at number 24 is just 3 laps away for Justin Allgaier. Hill, Custer, Mayer, Eric Almirola, top 5. The rest of the top 10, Parker Kligerman, Riley Herbst, Jesse Love, Sheldon Creed, and Brandon Jones.
Justin Allgaier should not have to pass another car this afternoon, pending a disastrous late caution. He's all alone on the backstretch.
He has flexed in stage 1, he's flexed in stage 2, and he's flexing the most now, and it matters the most. Allgaier continuing to pull away.
So smooth is Justin Allgaier with the feet. Right foot on the accelerator, left foot tapping the brake pedal. Here he is, hard on the gas down the front straightaway. 2 laps to go here at the track, too tough to tame.
He can almost see the checkerboard from here. He'll take a somewhat low entry this time into turn number 1. Now he's cut himself maybe a foot or two of daylight between himself and the outside wall.
He will float it off the bottom of 2 and up against the wall. Now he'll pull down a lane off the backstretch retaining wall and just ease it back into the corner unchallenged.
It's been a dominating afternoon for Justin Allgaier. He is ready to lead his 118th lap here this afternoon. All he wants to do is lead one more. White flag is in the air. Allgaier back to turn 1 for the final time.
The motorsports equivalent of a perfect game pitched here this afternoon by Justin Allgaier in Junior Motorsports. Dominant performance off turn 2 for the final time.
Halfway up the back straightaway, unchallenged right now. Justin Allgaier still holding his breath. Can he make make it back to the checkered flag.
He's right up against the outside safer barrier midway through turns 3 and 4. Up off the corner, fans on their feet, waving their hats in the air. They salute Justin Allgaier as the checkered flag is in the air, and Justin Allgaier wins the Crown Royal Purple Bag Project 200 here at Darlington Raceway. Justin Allgaier, his 24th career Xfinity Series win, ties him with Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Tommy Houston for 10th overall. Austin Hill was second. Cole Custer third. Sam Mayer fourth. And Eric Almirola rounds out the top five. Let's go to Steve Post.
Yeah, 24th career win for Justin Allgaier. Fifth career win for crew chief Jim Pohlman. Jim, what is it like to go to Darlington, no practice, and then dominate a race?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. It's just a testament to our tools and the guys on this race team. Looking at our notes, having good JRM teammates, and yeah, what a dominant performance, good race car, and feels really good.
I am sure it does. Go celebrate in victory lane. That's Jim Pohlman, one of the great guys in the pit area, and for the fifth time in his career, he is a winner here in the NASCAR Xfinity Series.
And Justin Allgaier has just proven that this track is not too tough to tame. He's now won here three times. The winner this afternoon, Justin Allgaier, he is the driver that is headed to victory lane.
This season, Toyota Racing is looking for jugglers.
Aha!
Not the ones who toss balls or rings. Fans that can juggle the rigors of a 10-month-long season across many different racing circuits.
Well, what if I added knives?
What if you added GR Cup, Formula Drift, and off-road racing? If you can juggle it all, then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. Formula Drift is a registered trademark of Formula Drifts Holdings, LLC.
Jeff Gordon wins the Daytona 500.
Jeff Gordon's rise to one of NASCAR's all-time greatest drivers was one like no other. Relive Jeff Gordon's journey to the NASCAR Hall of Fame with the exclusive MRN podcast, Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 93 Cup Series wins, 4 Cup Series championships, and 3 Daytona 500 wins. A career rivaled by few others. Check out MRN's Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
NASCAR Live Race Day continues on the Motor Racing Network.
A John Force-style burnout from our right to our left from turn one, headed backwards down the front straightaway, and then it wrapped up with donuts, popped the hood, and we'll talk about that here, Alex Hayden. Popped the hood hatch, climbed out of the car, celebrated with the race fans. Justin Allgaier is the winner here this afternoon at Darlington Raceway.
Yeah, he is. That escape roof hatch on top of the car right above the driver, he just popped it open and climbed straight up and out of it. Something unique, something different. Other top finishers were Austin Hill, Cole Custer, Sam Mayer, and Eric Almirola. Let's hear from one of those drivers now with Chris Wilner.
Third place was your pole sitter. Cole Custer had a rebound there from early in the race. Describe the racing out there and just how much tire management you had to do. A lot of long runs here this afternoon.
Yeah, it was really tough to keep the tires under it. You had to really be patient the first few laps, but it was, man, I'm just frustrated. You know, I mean, had such a fast car, with a 3-second lead, I think, before that comp yellow, and just lost our trap position, which that happens. I mean, on pit road, it's just part of it, you know, but man, it's frustrating. I mean, we've been so fast and just haven't had everything go right, you know. It's just, and it's part of it. I mean our guys are doing such a great job. I mean, bringing fast cars to the racetrack, our pit stops are awesome. It's just, man, I just need everything to go right, because once we got back in traffic, we just didn't adjust on it probably how we needed to, and it took us to the end of the race to get it back where we needed to be. But can't thank Haas Automation, Gene Haas, and everybody at SHR. We're bringing such fast cars. I'm just so frustrated we're not in victory lane yet, you know, but we'll keep fighting.
They're knocking on the door. That's Cole Custer, another top five finish. He comes home third. Steve Post.
Fourth place is Sam Mayer down here, kind of debriefing. Sam, describe your afternoon and how you ended up here in fourth place at Darlington.
Yeah, our Arctic Outdoors and Cooler Chevrolet was really good. Like, I was super happy with what we had. I wouldn't say it was as fast as Xfinity Internet like the 7 was, but we were a little bit short on speed, but I'm super proud of what we had. It was a short day. I wish we had a little more laps around here to have some fun, but overall, really good day, points day. We needed a day like this for sure.
That last restart, you started alongside your teammate. What's the bail it off in there? It's a teammate. you don't have quite the car you want. What goes through the mind of a driver on a situation like that late in a race?
Yeah, I mean, I was trying to do all I could. I just didn't optimize the restart the way I wanted to. I just was out of it, unfortunately. But tried to optimize into turn one and just kind of missed it a little bit. But overall, really solid day for the organization. Hughes, congrats to Justin. That's a much-needed win. And hopefully this JRM organization's on the up and up.
Certainly does look that way. That is Sam Mayer, a fourth place finish. Chris?
Fifth place finish for Eric Almirola, who started deeper in this field, Eric. It's a tough one out there when you're trying to make some passes and make some hay. What was the difference for you in this 20 car?
Honestly, track position. We battled track position all day and kind of methodically worked our way forward. It was a few here, a few there. Guys would get me a few on pit road. I'd get a few on the racetrack, and we got our way all the way to second, and it was like, all right, here we go. Let's see if we can stack up against the seven. And then, coming off pit road fourth there was tough. The restart, I lost the spot and fell back to fifth. And with such a short run, I didn't have what I needed to get up there and challenge those guys.
How difficult are on these restarts, too, to make something happen when you kind of get narrowed up entering these corners and you're, 2-3 wide?
Yeah, it was. It was very difficult. My car struggled in traffic, all race. So that was a challenge for sure. But proud of everybody on this He Gets Us Toyota GR Super Team. We've been bringing great race cars to the racetrack. Honestly, our intermediate stuff needs some work. We've got to go to work to try and figure out what we need to battle these Chevrolets. They seem to have a lot of grip and a lot of speed.
All right, that's Eric Almirola rounding out the top five as he comes home in fifth. Steve?
Austin Hill down here, a second-place run. Austin, throughout the balance of that day, it looked kind of like you and Justin Allgaier battling at the front of the field. What more did you need? What was the difference there between you and the way he performed over the day?
I think a lot of it was just the restarts. We could launch with them really well. Like, I could launch really good and not buzz the tires. It's just I'd get down into turn one, I'd get on the splitter a little bit. But I think there's things that I can do differently inside the cockpit to do a better job there. I just need to go back to the drawing board and figure out what I can be better at for the next time. I think whoever got the lead between him and I was probably going to build that little bit of a gap because dirty air is still a thing. So it's, you get that clean air and your car performs just that little bit better. So, I think that if roles were reversed on, say, that last restart, if I could have got the lead there somehow, we might could have drove away a little bit. But all in all, just solid performance from everybody at RCR and ECR Engines. Our Bennett Chevrolet was extremely fast all day. Ran inside the top five. What more can you ask for? We had a shot at it.
How important is that? Darlington will be back later in the year again. You get to come back here again. And how important is it to have just a solid day, even though there's disappointment standing here in second? How important that is it in the big picture over the course of the year?
Yeah, in the big picture, with us coming back here later in the year, it just gives us confidence when we come back here that if we just, shape it up on just a few little minor details, we can be the ones sitting in victory lane instead of second place. So feel really strong about Darlington as a whole with our package, with how I get around this place. So we're going to piece it together here eventually. Hopefully it's later in the year.
I am sure they will. That is Austin Hill, second place finish here, looking for maybe in the fall he'll give Richard Childress Racing his first win, their first win in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. They were close today.
Yeah, very close. Second. Thank you, Posty. Justin Allgaier celebrating with the race fans, headed to victory lane here shortly. You will hear from Justin coming up in a moment, but it is Justin Allgaier with the win, Austin Hill, Cole Custer, Sam Mayer, Eric Almirola, top five. Parker Kligerman was sixth, Riley Herbst seventh, Jesse Love finishing in position number eight. Ninth, Sheldon Creed, Brandon Jones was 10th.
11th was William Byron, 12th was Chandler Smith, 13th Ryan Sieg. 14th was Anthony Alfredo, 15th Shane Van Gisbergen, 16th was Jeb Burton, 17th Kyle Weatherman, 18th Taylor Gray, 19th was Carson Quapel, and 20th was Brennan Poole.
Josh Williams, 21st, 22nd, Josh Balicki, John Hunter Nemechek, 23rd, David Starr, 24th, Matt DiBenedetto, 25th, 26th went to Chad Fincham, 27th Blaine Perkins, 28th Dawson Cram, Garrett Smithley was 29th, and Leland Honeyman was 30th.
31st, Parker Retzloff. 32nd, Kyle Sieg. 33rd, Patrick Emmerling. 34th, Sammy Smith. 35th was A.J. Allmendinger. 36th, Haley Deegan. 37th, Jeremy Clements. 38th, Ryan Ellis.
And don't forget tomorrow, as we wait for Justin Allgaier to roll into victory lane, Kim Kuhn is right there and waiting. Once he gets there, you're going to hear from our winner, a three-time winner. But before that happens, tomorrow, 2 o'clock, we got a big show to put on.
The Goodyear 400 for the NASCAR Cup Series. Tyler Reddick won pole position, Todd, for that race.
Yeah, looking forward to that one. It's going to be that's a grind compared to this. You know, these 147 laps here. We're going to be going 400 miles tomorrow. Not the 500 we'll see in the fall, but 400 tomorrow. You'll see comers and goers. It's going to be a great show to watch what happens. Weather should be beautiful.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. Join us, 2 o'clock. The Goodyear 400 Darlington Raceway. Mike Bagley, NASCAR Live Race Day, coming up at 2 p.m. Mike's going to take you all the way up to the drop of the green flag, and then the same crew will be back with you to deliver all 400 miles. And Justin Allgaier taking his time. You know, we've talked about it before. Celebrate every victory as though it's your last win, Todd, because you just never know when that last win is going to come.
It definitely. You have to savor the moment when you get that opportunity, especially a win at an iconic racetrack like Darlington. Winning here is overcoming just huge things, not only your competitors, but the racetrack, taming the Lady in Black. That's something to really savor the moment with.
Another moment to savor for Justin Allgaier before he's turned into victory lane. He has stopped and picked up two very important passengers. His two daughters are on board his race car as he now begins to roll down the pit lane and going into victory lane. What a moment it is for Justin Allgaier.
Yeah, make it a family affair, not only with the team, the crew, but the family. Everybody is down there in victory lane. We'll take you there in just a moment. Justin just now navigating his way in to a very, very busy victory lane down there. It is packed full of people. Our Kim Kuhn is there, and we'll get you right there as soon as Justin gets there. A great afternoon. It was dominated by Justin Allgaier. There's no doubt about it. The best car won here this afternoon. Allgaier led 119 of 147 laps. He won stage one. He won stage two. He won the race. You can't ask for anything more than that.
No, you can't. And he had to withstand multiple restarts, especially late in the going. He was able to do that, keep everybody at bay. As long as he could get off turn two with the advantage, it looked like no one was going to have anything for him. And that certainly proved the way it ended up. Now, let's go down and hear from our race winner, Justin Allgaier, as Kim Kuhn is there.
And Justin Allgaier climbs out of his winning Chevrolet. His daughter's Harper and Willow were put on top of the race car for the celebration. Willow shedding a few tears. She was not expecting the celebration that the crew put on and the water spraying down here. So she's going to get a big hug from race-winning dad Justin Allgaier. And here comes his wife Ashley with the kiss. Wow, a dominant performance. You sweep both stages before ending up in victory lane, but you went into this race without practice or qualifying. At what point did you realize we can win this thing?
Lap one, as odd as that sounds, you know, coming here to this racetrack for so many years, Just, I cannot say thank you enough to this team standing behind me, everybody back at Junior Motorsports. I mean, the effort and the time and the energy that they've put into this race team is incredible. We've had such a dismal year. I mean, we've been so fast, so many races, and we've just not been able to pull it off. And it's not been for lack of effort, I can promise you that. But everybody back at the shop, everybody at Hendrick Engine Department, everybody at Chevrolet, this 7 team, obviously Brand Fresh and Art Culture, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them. Rick actually flew in this morning with a group of them, and one of them's birthday, Mike Berry's birthday today. So he told me before the race, he said, I need you to cause a party. We need a birthday celebration, and I really want you to win in this car because I want to take it back and put it in my garage. I don't know that we're going to be able to do that right off the bat, but again, just cannot say thank you enough. All of our partners, everybody at Hellman's and Unilever, Tufco Flooring, Exalta, everybody that's a part of this program, it's unbelievable. And I've wanted to win again at this place for a long time. We've had speed here every time we've come, and today was today was pretty special.
You mentioned the team. After the last pit stop, you got on the radio. You praised the pit crew for the performance they had in that last stop. How significant is it at this point, knowing the start you've had to the season, to have the team firing on all cylinders?
I mean, it's every piece. We say that each and every week whenever we go into these weekends, that every piece of the puzzle has to be perfect. And, you know, these guys did such an amazing job. I mean, to come here, to not get practice, to unload with the cars as fast as it was, that is special in itself. But then to execute like we did all day. If I had one complaint this year, it's that, you know, and I'm including myself in this, we've just not been able to execute. We've not been able to have the day go the way that we wanted to. And today we did from the beginning. And I just can't say enough. Thank you enough to everyone that's here and everyone that's a part of this, because as you get older, you don't know if you're ever going to get back to victory lane. And the way this year's gone, it's been pretty wild. But to tie my boss, Dale Jr., for wins in this Xfinity Series, to just accomplish what we've accomplished, it's really special.
I was going to ask that. So you tie your owner, Dale Earnhardt Jr., on the all-time win list with 24 in 10th place. You also become the all-time leader in the series for top 10s. We're at a place that is iconic. Darlington has so much history. What does it mean to you to continue to add your name to the history books?
Listen, when I'm gone from the sport, I really don't care what the history books say. I really don't care about, I want to win races, don't get me wrong, but I want people to remember me for being a good person in this sport. And I feel like so far we've done that, but it is cool to hit these milestones, and it is really neat to check boxes that when I was a 5-year-old kid starting my racing journey, I never thought would be a possibility. So this trophy looks different, which is really cool, because the other two that I have look exactly the same. So this one looks different, but I just can't say enough about this Xfinity Series. To have the talented race car drivers that we have today, veterans all the way down to guys that are making their first starts. I mean, Carson Quabble and I talked a little bit before the race, and I don't know what it would be like to take the green flag and go down into turn one at Darlington, never having made a lap here in person. So, I just can't say enough about Jim Pullman, everybody on the 7 team. I'm not speechless, because you know me, I'm not speechless, but I'm kind of in awe that we've been able to accomplish what we've been able to accomplish.
Congratulations, enjoy it.
Thank you.
Justin Allgaier, a 3-time winner in the Xfinity Series at Darlington Raceway.
Let the celebration begin for Justin Allgaier. Let the celebration begin for the fans. There's nothing better, because everybody, Alex, loves a parade.
Yeah, they do. And why don't we go join it? There's a float with our name on it. If you're in and around the Darlington, South Carolina area, around 6 p.m. local time, they're going to start the annual throwback parade here on Goodyear 400 weekend. Starts in downtown Darlington, South Carolina, winds through the streets of town, ends up right here at the racetrack, wrapping up at the midpoint of the Darlington Raceway in the middle of the infield. We're going to be on a float out there. There's got a ton of old race cars, some classic pieces, some real deal race cars that are going to be in it, and a lot of the former drivers who are heroes of this sport are going to be in the parade as well.
And most of this team that I'm about to announce to you are going to be on this float, including Pat Jaggers and Ryan Horn. They are our producers. Craig Moore is our audio engineer. He's back home in Charlotte, North Carolina. Steve Fridley is our broadcast engineer. The voices that you heard today, and you'll hear them tomorrow as well. Dave Moody in turn two, Mike Bagley at the end of the back straightaway on pit road, Steve Post, Kim Kuhn, and Chris Wilner. Todd Gordon, I know you're going to skip the parade tonight. Have a good night. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Now for my broadcast partner, his name is Alex Hayden. My name is Jeff Striegel. All of us associated with the Motor Racing Network congratulate Justin Allgaier, his third win here, his 24th career win. Justin Allgaier, the winner this afternoon at the Darlington Raceway.
Motor Racing Network's coverage of the Crown Royal Purple Bag Project 200 has come to you from Darlington Raceway. Brought to you by Blue Green Vacations, the official vacation ownership provider of NASCAR, invites you to believe in the power of vacation. By GEICO. GEICO's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. It's easy to GEICO. By NAPA. Brake quieter with NAPA Silent Guard. By hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Just step in and go. Buy Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. And by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance. Our coverage has come to you under an exclusive radio license granted by Darlington Raceway to the Motor Racing Network, solely for the non-commercial use of our listening audience. Any use of the descriptions and accounts of this event without the express written permission of the Motor Racing Network is prohibited. Today's broadcast was directed by Pat Jaggers, broadcast engineer Steve Fridley, audio engineer Craig Moore. The president of MRN is Chris Schwartz. Follow NASCAR every day at MRN.com. This broadcast was a production of the Motor Racing Network.